RadioSaintPete.com. RadioSaintPete.com is at Localtopia at Williams Park in St. Petersburg. And we are talking to Kip Curtis, who is the founder executive director of something called Edible Peace Patch. And what is Edible Peace Patch?
Well, we're a 501c3 whose mission is to address the impacts of poverty on the dropout rates and the diet-related health issues in South St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. We have a national crisis on our hands here. We've got boys dropping out of school at a 70% rate. We have diabetes, obesity, and infant death at a national statistical level, related to eating, related to education, all about poverty. So we're trying to address impacts of poverty ultimately, but we're doing so by building these innovative food systems. We've built schoolyard gardens now at 7 of 8 Title I schools on the south side, elementary and middle, and we are planning a 15-acre urban sustainable farm where we're going to produce all of the food for those 8 schools. And then at that site, we're going to offer additional training to youth offenders and to college students. And so we're going to be kind of a center for urban agriculture and urban sustainability, a training ground for that, and a location that rebuilds the social capital of the South Side from the ground up and into this emergent green economy that's really catching fire at this point.
Specifically, which schools are where our gardens already
in operation? We are at Lakewood Elementary, Sanderlin IB World School, Campbell Park Elementary, Maximo Elementary, Melrose Elementary, John Hopkins Middle School, and Fairmont Park Elementary. And we've got funding for Bay Point Middle. That's going to go in the fall.
That's terrific. How did you get the idea for this, and how did it all start?
Well, it was actually by accident. I came to St. Petersburg to be a historian in the environmental studies program at Eckerd College, and really didn't come here to do any farming, but I happened to have grown up on a sustainable farm in the 1970s. My parents went back to the land, took me with them, and I had these agricultural skills. And my students discovered this in about 2008 at Eckerd College and essentially asked me to teach them how to become farmers. And there's this interesting move among young people these days, the interest in local food and agriculture, the interest in becoming farmers. And I didn't want to just enlist them in growing agriculture. I actually wanted to enlist them in some of the needs of our community. So we built a garden at one of the at-risk elementary schools on the south side simply to create an amenity. Mm-hmm. Over the course of the semester, both my students and the students we worked with in the school community literally transformed before my eyes. And the magic of having that garden and the program and the volunteers and the mentors and the kids culminated in a harvest festival at this school where 300 people showed up, where at times during that school year, we were lucky if we had a parent show up for a PTA meeting. So there was this community upwelling because the kids were connected to their food growing and their education. Mm-hmm. My students are transformed. They went from wanting to be organic farmers to wanting to be teachers. And it kind of went from there. I stuck with that school for a couple of years and then realized I had something that could be geographically located on the south side, and that could not only kind of work in the schoolyards but work in the community at large.
We're talking with Kip Curtis, who is the founder and executive director of Edible Peace Patch. What is it about this? What is it about the connection? Folks from the inner city. Mm-hmm. Obviously it's a new experience, but have you identified the thing that kind of turns kids into responsible young adults by farming?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a really good question. And we're kind of trying to study that a little bit ourselves. What we see is a transformation of what I call aspirational hopes. And it's got to do with their own identity. I believe, and I actually have talked about this a couple times as a scholar, that there is something profound about engaging the natural world in something that has consequences, mm-hmm. right? So we think about the typical environmental experience, right? Go out to the wilderness. There are no consequences in the wilderness, except maybe you run out of food and die, but you're not trying to sustain yourself. You're not trying to live, in mm-hmm. a sense. There's no need for an ethic of home, as it were, where you're engaging the natural world, mm-hmm. but dependent on it. There's a separation. When you begin to engage the natural world in a way where you're dependent, you're growing food, you're going to eat, and that plant is dependent on you, you're creating a relationship that has meaning mm-hmm. and that seems to cultivate value. Yeah. And we literally watch these kids transform before our eyes as they plant that seed and then tend that plant. And what it does is it pulls them outside of themselves. Mm-hmm. They identify with something living that needs them. And they begin to think about the future. And that's the biggest missing piece in aspirations. These kids are in crisis. They're thinking about yesterday. They're thinking about the next hour. They cannot even begin to think about weeks or months or years. And this gives them that space to imagine a future. And we see them transform through that process.
How can people get involved and learn more about what you're trying to do, too?
Lots of different ways. We have a robust volunteer program once a month. We're out in our school yard gardens doing tending gardening. You can find that information on our website, peacepatch.org. We have a 12-week volunteer program where we put mentors into the same schoolyard, same class, same kids, week after week after week, and we provide the lesson plans and the training for that. We are in the midst of a community fundraiser right now, and we're hoping to raise $150,000. If you'd like to become a founder, look on our Founders Fund page. And you can just come by the offices any day. We're located up above the studio at 620 downtown, and we're there most days of the week. We'd love to see you.
Great. Well, thank you, Dr. Kip Curtis.
Yeah.
Edible Peace Patch. Again, peacepatch.org is the website. Why not check it out? For RadioSaintPete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux at Localtopia in Williamsburg.
RadioSaintPete.com.